The New York Festival of Song is presenting a celebration of rivers and oceans next week. Various people will be singing works by composers as varied as Schubert, Noel Coward, and Rachmaninoff. That sounds pretty good, but here's another inducement. Mezzo-soprano Sasha Cook will be performing. In case you don't know, she's a rising star at the Metropolitan Opera, and she gets raves whenever she sings, including this season as Kitty Oppenheimer in the Met's production of John Adams's Dr. Atomic, and I'm very pleased to welcome her to our show today. Hi.
Thank you.
Rivers and oceans? Other than Old Man River, is there a lot of music devoted to bodies of water?
Oh, there's tons, actually. I think that was one of Steve Blyer's challenges in the beginning, is how to choose the right thing, especially with Nyfos, because they cover basically everything. You get a taste of, especially on this program, Spanish, English, Russian, French, German, you name it. Noel Coward, I mean.
What will you be singing?
I'm singing some Russian. I should mention that part of the beauty of this particular recital is that the repertoire sort of was suited to each of the singers. So for me, because I have Russian background and both of my parents teach, and they're great coaches on the phone, I'm singing Taneyev and Tchaikovsky.
So much of what you've been doing recently is in English.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether that's easier or whether it's easier to sing in a foreign language. Russian, you know. I don't know what happens when you sing in a language like German. Do you know German, too? Do you know Italian? Do you know French?
That's the goal. I would love to be fluent in as many languages as possible. I've mentioned that I've sung in maybe 15 languages or something, but I hardly spoke, you know. Each language presents a different challenge and a different joys. So yes, the immediate thing about English is that it's so natural, and I don't think about singing really.
And Italian and French are so melodious,
yeah.
But when you get into German and Russian with all the ch's and other sounds like that, I'd imagine that at times it's hard to sound beautiful.
You know, it's surprising, but the Russian school of singing came from Italy. So you find the same beauty and fluidity and ease. I love singing in Russian. I think German too, actually, for me personally, it sort of suits my voice. So sometimes I feel more fitted to German than anything else.
And you also seem to adapt very well to modern works like John Adams' Dr. Atomic, which had its New York premiere at the Met. But you also... I've seen you in Handel's Messiah.
Love the Messiah. Yeah, I am equally as drawn to contemporary as I am to Baroque. And actually, I don't feel very limited in the repertoire department. I'd like to dabble in everything. But that's the joy of being a singer, you know, spreading yourself around.
Is that something that we should expect from a singer these days, the mix of the very modern with the old? Because in the past, there were those people who were very adventurous and others who only would stick with the classics.
You're right. I think it depends on the personality of the singer. These days, at least from my experience, you find that people want to put you in a box and say, oh, you're singing this and that and that, and that's it. And then this other. And I think that's not necessarily the case. You have these old sopranos from the golden years, as they say, that would sing Tosca one night and Fiordaligi the next, and they could handle it.
And Handel, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
They could handle Handel.
They could handle Handel.
When a lot of people come on radio and they say, you know, I hate to wear the headphones because I'm not comfortable hearing myself talk. What about hearing yourself on record? Does it sound like somebody else, or by now is that you?
No, I would say, well, for me, I don't recognize the voice because, you know, it's one thing to be producing it and inside of the sound. So every time I hear myself, I'm like, it's difficult to listen. Even that recording, I haven't actually heard it. So I'm like, oh, that was not so great. I could have done that better.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was from Lucretia by mm-hmm. William Bulkham, another role. Did you premiere that role?
We did, with Nyfos. And Bulkham's Lucrezia and Musto's Bastianello.
And that was paired with the with which
Musto's Bastianello and Bolcom, very very different pieces, both comedic and super fun with an amazing cast, and we kind of semi-staged at Weill last year.
And we broadcast that on WNYC's Evening Music.
I heard.
But what about working with John Adams? We had him here before Dr. Atomic opened, and he was all excited, of course. Did he work closely with you on developing Kitty Oppenheimer?
I was lucky in that department. I mean, he's sort of a dream of a human being. He walks into the room, and there's this kind of glow around him. And the first thing he did, in my case, was come over and kiss me on the forehead. And he's incredibly humble and gracious and generous. And because I was sort of the newest, I was the newbie on the piece, I flew to Chicago, and we met, and we went through the role, and he conducted and coached, and I got to know him that way, and then we sort of stayed in touch through email before the performance. But he's an incredibly busy man. So
Alex Ross of The New Yorker said, you gave a fresh, vital portrayal, bringing a luminous tone, a generously supported musical line, a keen sense of verbal nuance, and a flair for seduction. Mm. How seductive were you?
I think it was a big part of the role, you know.
Because the acting, in the past we didn't expect opera singers to be great at acting, but now the standards are pretty high, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I have sort of mixed feelings about that, because I think there have always been great acting singers, but you're right, it's a mixed bag. And now, because of HD and because of the media, I think it is expected that a singer be just as versed in acting, mm-hmm, as in singing, and it's what the composer intended. It was a drama, a text, a play, you know. So it only heightens every aspect of the music.
But you obviously are open to new music. The Steve Smith of the New York Times wrote, "Before long, composers with a lyrical bent will beat a path to her door." But that's a lyrical bent.
I think he means, you know, this girl's is good at singing. She should sing. Give us some tunes, you know. But I love new music because it is infinitely challenging. And even I did a Dalla Piccolo work a couple years ago, and I think that's lyrical, but it was all over the map in terms of range and demands.
My guest is Sasha Cook, a mezzo-soprano, who'll be performing Tuesday and Thursday, the 19th and 21st, at 8 p.m. at Merkin Concert Hall as part of the Welcome Shore, a concert of songs of rivers and oceans, a part of the New York Festival of Song. And if you want to know more about ticket details, you go to our show page at WNYC.org. You're rather young. I've spoken to a number of opera singers who said that it really didn't fall into place until they hit their late 30s.
I feel incredibly lucky. It's strange, because if there were something, I guess, that went right, is that I entered into each realm with the idea that, I don't know, that it was beyond me, and so I worked really hard, and then I always surprised myself. With Juilliard, that was the case, and the Met, same thing. I never imagined getting into the Metropolitan Opera.
Is New York a particularly difficult scene to break into?
I think so. And so that's why luck is necessary.
You didn't just go to Juilliard. You went to Rice University, mm-hmm, first, and a lot of people will skip college and go right on to Juilliard.
Oh, I think my dad gave me some great advice as I was looking into schools, and he said, when you go to a performance, you don't want to see a great technician. You want to see an interesting human being. And for that, I'm very thankful.
And so your parents were encouraging.
Absolutely. Always. And Rice was great because I had friends that were, you know, architects and mathematicians, and conversation didn't revolve around music.
That's Houston. You come,
yeah,
from Houston, from Texas?
College Station. Mm-hmm.
And your parents were professors. They weren't musicians.
They are not musicians, and don't ask them to sing.
Where did you break in? Was it with the Israeli opera?
That was a recent performance. my first, I guess, break was Music Academy of the West. Marilyn Horn sort of picked me up. I was 17 years old, and I went to the audition just to accompany a friend, sort of, and never imagined getting in. And then I was around all of these fabulous Juilliard musicians and Warren Jones and Marilyn Horn, just to name a couple, and it blew my mind. And something shifted there, and so I've just been going to different programs ever since and making connections.
And what about roles? How long do you have to prepare for one?
I think it depends on the role, and it depends on your life space. I've learned a role in a week, and I've spent a year learning a role, or a couple of years. I think ideally the longer the better, because it, you know.
And with opera singers, you're never seeing the same role straight through like you would on a Broadway musical. So a year later, you get called to do Evgeny Onegin again, and you have to remember it all?
It's surprising how much stays there, you know.
Because dancers tell me the same thing, that there's a certain kind of a muscle memory, and they hear the music, and suddenly they remember the choreography.
I think it's true, and definitely with the vocal muscles. But then again, you come to it again as a different person and as a different singer, so you kind of have to re-study it, relearn it, approach it.
Well, you can't keep on reinterpreting, can you? You're not like a jazz singer who says, I'll lay back on this beat.
I think you can. That's the hope, you know, is that it doesn't ever get boring and that you never figure it out.
Well, ballplayers say that being paid for something they want to do anyway can get kind of confusing at times, although they always want to get paid. Does it happen with what you do? Will it ever become just work?
I think if it does, then I probably shouldn't do it anymore. I think there are times when you're tired or you're lonely it doesn't feel as great in the voice as it should. But when you get out on the stage, if you don't feel that calling, then it's probably time.
A number of opera singers have told me that they know what they're going to be doing in 2 or 3 years. Is that the case with you too?
Yes and no. Next year I'm basically booked, but then there are some possibilities for coming years. So I am
June 3rd, 2011 is still open.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us. Sasha Cook is performing Tuesday and Thursday, the 19th and 21st, at 8 p.m. at Merkin Concert Hall, and as part of the Welcome Shore Songs of Rivers and Oceans, part of the New York Festival of Song. And if you want more information about tickets, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org. Here is a little more from... this is from Bastianel?
It is.
Thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you so much.